WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Earlier this summer, the Disney studio released its summer cartoon Tarzan, complete with a vast media and merchandising campaign, including giveaway toys at fast food restaurants. But more recently, Warner Brothers offered its own less publicized feature-length animated film, The Iron Giant. It's overseen by a defector from the Disney animation studio, Brad Bird, and made, according to the New York Times, at half of Tarzan's budget. Critic Ken Tucker has this review.
If I was 9 or 10 years old, I'd think The Iron Giant was the coolest movie I ever saw. As it is, it's at least the best time I've had at the movies all summer. Director Brad Bird has taken a children's book by the late English poet laureate Ted Hughes, transplanted it to rural Maine, and crafted a beautiful, exciting, witty cartoon. Set in 1957, it's about a young boy named Hogarth Hughes, who lives with his mother, a waitress who works in a diner. Hogarth comes upon a massive metal creature just landed on Earth from who knows where. In the manner of all such tales, the boy befriends the Iron Giant, who, like some clanking combination of Frankenstein and E.T. the extraterrestrial, is an innocent with enormous powers who frightens people who don't understand his kind, well, I almost said heart, but it's probably more like a pumping piston. It's Brad Bird's movie that's all heart. He and his co-screenwriters summon up an idyllic vision of small-town boyhood in soft, dark, comforting colors. The animation is a canny combination of meticulously hand-drawn and computer-generated images. Hogarth is just the right combination of wide-eyed gullibility and incorrigible mischief-maker, trying the patience of his mother, voiced by Jennifer Aniston from Friends, and the town oddball, an artist-turned-scrap metal dealer, voice supplied by Harry Connick Jr. The giant needs iron for food, to eat and survive. And in this scene, Hogarth takes him to the scrap metal yard and presents it to his 100-foot-tall friend as if it were a buffet.
Oh, you're hungry, aren't you? But I don't have any metal here. Just follow me. This is it. All you can eat.
Director Brad Bird worked on The Simpsons. Specifically, he worked on many of the Krusty the Clown episodes, among the series' most hilariously cynical and downbeat. Before that, in the mid-80s, he wrote and directed Family Dog, a segment for Steven Spielberg's flop TV anthology series Amazing Stories. Family Dog took a dog's-eye view of a family of bumbling fools. It was brilliantly savage. Bird hasn't lost his distaste for soggy sentimentality or his scorn for clichés. Much of the pleasure to be derived from The Iron Giant involves what it is not. It's not a Disney movie filled with chirpy songs and furiously wacky, jabbermouth comic relief animals. In fact, it's a Warner Brothers movie, which enables the director to make a few sweetly appropriate references to Superman comic books. Since DC Comics is also owned by the Time Warner conglomerate, this is one of the few artistically beneficial results of corporate synergy I can think of. And The Iron Giant is not filled with topical jokes designed to sail over little heads and make grown-ups feel as if they haven't wasted their time sitting through a kiddie cartoon. It does, however, contain an adult theme. The movie is set in the 1950s at the height of Cold War hysteria, and Bird includes snippets of those duck-and-cover propaganda cartoons about how to save yourself from a commie nuclear attack. The chief villain of the piece is a government agent sent to investigate sightings of the Iron Giant. He assumes this big gray creature is a red menace and wants to use the bomb to blast him to smithereens, even if it also means blasting Hogarth and his main town away, too. In making The Iron Giant, Bird has allowed himself to display a humanistic generosity and gentleness his previous work kept well hidden, and you can feel the exhilaration of this emotional release in his filmmaking. During a summer in which the blockbusters are empty spectacles, big and small, from the latest Star Wars to the hollow-at-its-core Blair Witch Project, The Iron Giant is the most welcome visitor imaginable, a massive creation designed to entertain with simple truths, common decency, and thrilling humor.
Ken Tucker is critic-at-large for Entertainment Weekly.